Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Daf Beis, Bechoros 2a, pagination is 3. We have the privilege of starting the new Masechta. The concept of Bechoros, that there's sanctity to the firstborn, is introduced in the Psukim in Parshas Bo, following the discussion about Makas Bechoros. The plague of the firstborn, and then the exodus from Mitzrayim. So the pasuk describes different firstborn that are sanctified. The Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros, which is a section in Karbanos, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, tells us that there's Bechor Adam and Bechor Chamor, the firstborn of a person, and the firstborn of the donkey, the non-kosher animal that has this law, niftim, they simply get redeemed. So they have some degree of sanctity, a mitzvah associated, and they get redeemed. Upidyonim lekohanim, that redemption money goes to the kohen. So in the case of the chamor, it's switched with a kosher animal. In the case of a person, it's simply done with money. Ubuchor behema tahora, but in the case of the kosher animal that has the firstborn, it's nishchat ba'azara, it's shecht in the Beis HaMikdash as a karbon. And in our time, without a Beis HaMikdash, our recourse is what the Rambam describes in Halacha Gimel, Buchor behema tahora shehi ba'al mum, if it gets a blemish so that it's no longer kosher as a karban, then harehu lekohen, it belongs to the kohen, but at this point it doesn't have the sanctity of a karban. Imratza ochlo b'chol makom, he could eat it wherever he wants after a regular shechita, outside of the Beis HaMikdash. O mochro, o ma'achilav li misha yirtze, or he could sell it, or he could feed it to whoever he wants. So we have in the laws of Bechora, sometimes it's very serious. It's done in the Beis HaMikdash as a karban. And some forms of Bechor are redeemed on some level, but the firstborn itself does not retain sanctity. The Mishnah states, Halokeach uber chamoro shel ovei kochavim. A person acquires the fetus of a donkey that belongs to a non-Jew. Now, the Mishnah is picking a sophisticated case that has a lot going on, but fundamentally what the Mishnah is going to be teaching us is that once a non-Jew is involved in the ownership, it is absolved of the mitzvah of Bechora. This is based on the pasuk that says, "Hikdashti li kol bechor b'Yisrael." Hashem designated as holy the firstborn of the Jew, but this mitzvah was not given to the non-Jew, and therefore, even if part of the animal is owned by a non-Jew, it's already absolved. This, as we will see, is an important consideration in our time. If we're dealing with an animal that's supposed to be a korban and cannot be a korban because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash yet, and the recourse is only if it gets a mum, but until that point we have to deal with it and worry that someone's going to use it improperly. So in halacha, it's brought that we would purposely initiate in such cases that a non-Jew have partnership in a significant enough way to absolve it of this obligation. And like this, we don't have to worry about an animal waiting for the Beis HaMikdash or for a mum. If it's a different form of sanctity, like the donkey, which was never going to be brought in the Beis HaMikdash, then on the contrary, we're encouraged to allow it to happen, be born normally, do not invite the partnership of the non-Jew, and actually give it to the Kohen as one of the gifts that goes to the Kohanim. So again, Halokech uber chamoro shal ovek hachovim. The Jew owns the fetus of the non-Jew's donkey. Va'amocher lo, or a person sells part of this partnership to the non-Jew. Afabishena rashai, even though you're not allowed to do that, because there's a prohibition against selling large animals, beasts of burden, work animals, to a non-Jew, which is a discussion of its own. But the Mishnah just parenthetically says, I'm giving you a case, if this were to be, even though you're not allowed to do it, other scenarios where you have a partnership in it, that you bought it together, or you're in charge of raising it like a shepherd, and in return, the deal is that you're going to get the children. All of these cases involve a non-Jew, and therefore are absolved of Bechora, Shenema b'Yisrael, avalo ba'achirim, because this mitzvah was said by Jews and not by others. Just to mention briefly the concept of the donkey having sanctity, it's the only animal of the non-kosher animals that has this type of sanctity of the firstborn. So Rashi at the end of Parshas Bo mentions that donkeys assisted in the Yetzias Mitzrayim experience by carrying the Rechush Gadol, the great wealth with which the Jewish people left in fulfillment of the promise to Avraham. And therefore there's a special sanctity associated with the donkey in the form of its firstborn. In Halacha, as I alluded to, in Yoredeya Simen Shin Chaf, we have the concept of Bechor Behema Tahora, the firstborn of a kosher animal. And the Mechaber writes in Sifvav, Bizman Hazeh, in our time, Mitzvah L'Shatef Ima Ovei Kochavim, it's a mitzvah to join in partnership with a non-Jew, such that Kedei Lepatro Mea Bechora, so that it's absolved of the firstborn status. Even though it's mafkia kedushaso, you're interfering with the mitzvah, nevertheless, shelo yavo lidei michshol lehanos mimenu, in order that a problem shouldn't be presented, that this animal, which looks like a healthy, good animal, might be used for plowing or something. And therefore, the recommendation is that a non-Jew should be the partner, and discussion about what kind of kinyan to use, but bottom line, make sure that part of it belongs to the non-Jew, and therefore it's absolved. In contrast, in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, in the laws of the firstborn donkey, the Mechaber writes, Sif Chaf, Shutvas Ovei Kochavim Poter Bo, indeed a partnership with a non-Jew will absolve it from this mitzvah, as our Mishnah outlined, Elisha Osu L'Hishtatef Imo, but you're not allowed to do that, Kedei Lahafkia Kedushaso, in order to avoid the mitzvah. Kevin She'efsha B'Pidiyah, because you could redeem it, and the laws associated are not oriented towards the new animal becoming a karban, but rather belonging to the Kohen as a gift. And therefore, there's no downside to pursuing Petach Hamor, and therefore inviting a non-Jew in to absolve you of the mitzvah is wrong. But circling back, in the case of a Behema Tahora that's meant to be a karban, that was a whole discussion of how long you have to wait until a mum crops up, and there was specific skills and trainings to know what type of mum was indeed going to absolve it, but you had to wait for the mum, and as the Mechaber describes, we're worried, lahasir michshol, to avoid a problem, we go ahead and purposely avoid that particular mitzvah, until, of course, sheyibana beis hamikdash b'mehera v'yameinu, the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt and will be able to do the mitzvah properly. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.